Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This might be the latest in the day that we've ever done one of these podcasts, so I'm going to predict up top, even though this prediction may fall through, this might be one of the loopiest pods we've ever done.
I thought you were going to say one of the shortest.
I was hoping for one of the shortest. Did you notice, too?
Or, you guys want to go home?
Yeah,
wow.
A little bit.
You guys don't like churning out content?
I literally just got a text from my wife that said, whoa, you're there for a long time today, which is...
Oh, because you're still there?
I'm still here.
Would you like text her on your way home?
Well, I have... Oh, we're watching a dog today. And so she had to take the dog out by itself, and I still have to go home and walk our dog. So I'm trying to keep her updated. So
Do you have to keep the dog separated? What happens if the dog's, like, the dog you're watching isn't, like, necessarily good with other dogs?
We do meet and greets beforehand. So if there are,
I know, like at concerts,
it's yeah.
Yeah. You,
like,
you
want to
meet and greet with Kyle's dog?
They have to get a
312-946-4995.
To get like a sticker they have to put on.
Yeah. Yeah.
They get a quick photo, but don't linger.
Don't linger.
Not your time.
Yeah. He's got a lanyard.
Right. He's got a show to do.
But no, we meet beforehand, to make sure the dogs get along. And there's only been one instance I could really think of our dog not getting along with another dog. And we just had to be like, nah, sorry.
You had offered, which was very sweet of you, by the way. You're like, if you ever need me to watch Butch.
Mm-hmm. He never offered that to me with Coop.
Really?
I think he knows Coop's an annoying dog.
No.
Coop's a little...
No.
Coop's a little B-word, which I'm allowed to say because... It's by your definition, she is.
Yeah, so is my dog.
That's true.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mine's not.
Yeah, yours is
not.
Yours is a B word, but Butch.
I was going to say that joke.
A different B word.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to first thank you so much for offering to watch Butch, and then you even said for free.
Yeah.
So that was like blew me away. Absolutely blew me away. But.
Uh oh. She's going to take you up on that offer right now, and you can't say no because it's recording, and it'll be awkward if you do.
No, but
yeah, what is
she
the
doesn't
but?
Trust my dog.
Ooh, good. That's another good question.
Two very good theories, boys.
What is after this but?
Butch is not really good with other dogs.
Is that true?
Wow, you were right, Kyle. Ding, 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 ding.
Well,
ding.
He said, did you say your dog or my dog?
I said my dog. Yeah. But so kind of, but my dog wouldn't get along with a dog that doesn't like hers.
Just a couple of bees hanging out, Bernie and Butch.
Does Butch attack or does Butch ignore?
It's so funny. He has like a fake aggression.
Okay.
So he'll growl and he'll bark But he doesn't like get into actual fights.
So Butch is a little B word.
Yes.
There you go.
Just like what you said earlier.
But that you're just being a jerk because by definition, like, he is not a B word.
Yeah, that one's just being insulting.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing is when Butch was a baby.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. Laura Duncan, the PD of XRT, just walked by the studio.
And the production guy, Chris.
And we have an inside joke with Laura that whenever we see her, we say, thank you, Laura.
Yeah. We've been doing it for...
Probably over a year.
Yeah.
Almost a year.
Probably a year in August because it was when radio show boot camp was going on.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
yeah,
good memory.
He has a great memory, which is why I'm so glad he's our producer, because we have the worst memories.
It actually ticks me off.
I am so bad. I'll remember the starting quarterback for the 1994 Penn State football team, but I can't remember what I did yesterday.
You guys can't remember segments after you do them.
We cannot.
Getting a nice message from our on-air daycare person yesterday.
Oh yeah.
And all we simply said was, "Hey, Caroline was very happy." And Austin's like, who?
Well, we talk to so many people every single day.
That's true.
So, like, to say, like, oh, Caroline, I'm like, that, what, Carol in Wonder Lake, Caroline in Elgin.
We have had that. It's not called that. We have had people.
He's getting sick of that.
Stop it.
One of these days, I'm going to drive him to quit. Why'd you quit, Kyle? The show was going so well. Because Austin kept trying to make the E-dub happen.
Not called there. It's never been called there.
that stems from the first day. You want to talk about inside jokes?
Yeah,
that was the first day.
First time we ever used
that. You were here.
That's true. It was. Good memory.
Thank you. Yeah, see, I remember some stuff. Yeah.
Don't.
Out of the three of us, I think we all could come to the simple conclusion of who has the worst memory here.
All right, on the count of three, who has the worst memory? One, two, three.
I forgot what we were talking about.
Oh, nice. Good joke.
That was a good joke. But it's Melissa, 100%.
Yeah, Melissa, 1,000%. Yeah.
I can't remember anything. And I never used to be like that. But I... Melissa, excuse.
Yeah,
you
let's
know,
hear it.
It was
let's
coming.
Hear it.
You know, oh, I love when you admit it.
The runway is yours.
Yeah. So ever since I had a baby, I feel like my memory has slipped.
Did you have a baby so you could say that?
That was the only reason she had.
She's like, look, it's gonna cost so much money. It's gonna be a lot of responsibility.
I can get,
but I need to get out of some stuff.
Yeah. Now that I mean, if Porter is just one long bit, well done.
Thank you.
Because I like, if you had a kid just to have the excuse to get out of things.
Oh my god.
Because I will say. Melissa, I'm with you right here. Having a kid gives you outs for so many things. If there's something
sometimes
I don't want to go to or I'm just not feeling up to it, I can be like, I'm sorry, the kid is sick.
Which is funny because like the most I've done with our dog was when we moved last year. Because we moved 4th of July weekend is when Haley moved.
Oh, that's right.
So we had to drive and we moved in and we didn't have all our stuff. So we were in our apartment, but not all of our stuff had arrived yet. And one of our good friends hosts a 4th of July party every year on their rooftop. And I had never been able to go because we could never really travel for 4th of July because of my job.
Yeah, right.
So we were home and I was like, great. But we realized we couldn't. Because we had just moved, new place, and our dog was anxious. And we didn't want to leave her alone for more than, like, an hour. Now we leave her, like, 5 to 7 hours at a time. Like, no problem.
Right.
But at this time, it was tough for us to do that. So I had to use the dog excuse. I wanted to go, but I had to say, like, hey, man, like, we can't really get out because of X, Y, and Z reasons. So I'm so sorry. But And I always felt bad about that, but I've known people who you have used their dog to get out of like weddings, which I'm always
Now that's brutal.
I've heard it, and I'm like,
that's a lame excuse.
Meh.
I've never heard that one.
Especially if they know you, because you'll watch people's dogs for free. Apparently,
I may have also been going to the wedding, so like, it doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
<Yeah.
All> right.
Hey, Kyle, can you miss this fun event?
Right.
And then their excuse becomes your excuse.
Yeah, it's like, wait a minute.
Can I circle back around to something?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So the excuse thing, right?
Good memory.
The memory and the excuse things. So the thing is, and you know how much I love science.
It mommy brained. Is that what you're going?
But it's a real thing.
Yeah.
So you could find article after article after article after article. Proven thing that when you're pregnant, a woman's brain shrinks.
And they're not very big to begin with. Folks!
Oh.
No, sorry. That was very sexist. I'm sorry. My wife is so much smarter than me.
Not laugh at that.
My wife is so much smarter.
I'm an ally. Everyone heard it.
An ally. You're an ally.
I have talked to so...
Excuse me?
Short for Allison. I don't know.
Are you making another one? I hope I am an Allison because women are stronger than men.
Thank you, Kyle.
Taylor Swift's middle name. No, when you brought up the excuse, I was actually going to bring up mommy brain because I know I've
it's
heard
a
of it
real
before.
Thing.
Yes,
and
1,000%.
I have so many friends who have said since they were pregnant and even after they gave birth, like something in their brain just kind of switched.
Like you don't feel as like sharp.
You don't.
Yeah.
Now I'm saying it's can be minuscule, but then there's another added element to that.
Yeah.
And that is that you become very tired, like overworked.
I think that's just being a parent, isn't it?
It is. But then you combine mommy brain
with
being tired, and then your brain just doesn't function anymore. So like when I went on vacation and I slept in, I was like, ooh, left and right. Ooh, I got this to say. I got that to say. Boop, 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 boop.
Yeah.
And things came quickly to my head and all that.
Is there any?
As soon as I came back, I'm like, I'm tired.
Is there any? Is there any cure for mommy brain? Like, obviously, like, you can control the tiredness if you just, like, get more rest, get more sleep.
Yeah, but a lot of it is...
The mommy brain, there's nothing you can do about it. You're
screwed
for life.
You can do nothing about mommy brain.
So you're just going to be an idiot forever.
I know.
Oh, that's a shame.
I know.
So glad my wife had the baby and not me.
You're so lucky.
I'm glad my wife had the baby and not me because she's a million times stronger than me. And I would be complaining and whining and... I'd probably end at one. I wouldn't have even had a second one. Right? Like, yeah, I feel
like
bad
me?
For her. And she's like, if we have a third, which, you know, we're obviously that's counting our chickens literally before they hatch.
Literally.
I am, if fancy. We have a third, she has floated the idea of me not drinking with her for the 9 months,
ooh.
Which makes me not want to have a third. Like, I want to have a third
because
I want to try for
you
a boy.
You didn't do that the first time around?
Oh, stop. Don't make me feel guilty for that. I'm drinking
what?
For two here.
No. No. She can't drink, so you should also not drink.
That sounds terrible.
Haley's always
why should
that.
We both suffer? I'm not suffering.
Because you love your wife?
No, I'm not suffering so... At least so we don't both have to suffer.
Excuse
me? Why should she have to suffer alone?
No. She's not suffering alone. I'm falling on the sword here.
No. Nobody's going to fall for that.
I mean, bottle of tequila. You know, some Don Julio. My last question before we get out of here. We were talking about inside jokes. When you tell someone an inside joke, does that joke now become an outside joke? Or does the inside area just get larger for more people to come in? Is it still technically an
the
inside
latter.
Joke? Like, so we shared the inside joke with Laura Duncan to everyone listening. Everyone listening is now on the inside of that joke. So if they ever hear us say, thank you, Laura, they know, we heard about the origins of that inside joke.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're on the inside.
Right.
Or is that joke now an outside joke?
No. It's what you said the first time. It's what you said the first time. The first time.
The room just gets larger and more people are coming in.
Yeah, because there's still plenty of people who don't know the inside joke. So it'll always be an inside joke to those who don't know it.
So it's an in.
I got it.
I'm picturing a giant ballroom.
My brain is haywire.
Yeah, I know. He's so dead right now. He's so. Let's just keep going.
I know. Now I'm actually feeling really good. I like having a second wind. Let's go.
So now we're in a giant ballroom and just more people are coming in.
Yes.
Okay.
So they're in on the party. But everybody waiting out in the hallway still doesn't
know. They still don't know.
They
so
still
it's
don't
still
know.
An inside joke technically.
Yeah, because
okay,
those
what
people
I was
are still in line.
Now, so if only if everyone in the world is in on the joke, then it becomes an outside joke.
then it just becomes a regular joke.
It becomes a joke.
It's not right. called, no, there's nothing as an outside joke.
Outside joke? Nothing?
Yeah,
how do you know? Your brain shut off, dude.
It shut off 8 minutes ago.
At mommy brain. Yeah. He's like, I think I have mommy brain.
You know what, guys? I have a dog, so I definitely have mommy brain.
He's got producer brain right now.
Producer brain. Oh, my gosh.
Producer brain is a real thing.
I get producer brain at 9:10.
I bet you
day.
If they do studies on producer brain, it'll show that your brain shrinks every time you produce.
I'm
yeah, but then I can use it as a bit, so that really works.
Hey, after producing for 12 years, I can attest, producer brain, real thing.
It is.
Real thing.
So real.
So real. Realer than real.
The realest.
Realer than the realest.
Real Xfinity.
Just reel it in.
The realest of the realest.
Real.
Movie real.
Real rest.
Real world.
Real thing.
I'm going to see Indiana Jones 5 tomorrow. I'm excited. I just wanted to say that.
Why did you whisper it like that? Hey, just give me a quick heads up and I'm going to go to Indiana Jones. Why'd you say it so weird?
I don't know, because we were saying like, the tone was going down. I wanted to match the tone of the room.
Why didn't you say something that fit what we were doing?
I don't know.
We were doing a game.
My brain.
This is why we don't stay here past noon.
I told you, it's Loopy.
Host brain.
Yeah, I got host brain.
Get out of here. Alone.
Mommy host brain.
Stop.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.